everybody. Welcome to another episode of Boys Watching Girls. We're just two boys who have watched all of HBO's Girls. We are your hosts. I'm Joe Welke.
I am Vance.
And today, very similar to what we did last week, we're going to do a kind of a series recap, but this time we're tackling the boys of the show. We're talking Elijah. We're talking Adam. We're talking Ray. And quite a few others that had an impact on this show. I don't know. We said that last week was going to be loosey-goosey, but I feel like this week's going to be much more loosey-goosey than last week.
We thought we were going to have a real loose structure and be all over the place, and then we just did our normal. Break it down by character. So I feel like we're going to do the same thing here.
We're probably going to do the same thing here. And, we're probably going to.
Well, I think you wanted to say it's loose because we've done zero re-preparation for this.
Yeah, last week I know that I did like research and like looked over like where all everybody started, where they began, and see where their story arcs. This week I didn't do shit.
Yeah, I feel like we're experts at this, having watched the whole season like we have. And I feel like we're like doctors. You know, you don't want to see your doctor checking his notebook for stuff here and there. You know, we already have it. We have it up here.
Yeah, we got noggin. It. Yeah. It's in the noggin.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, there's a lot of guys that come in and out of this show. There's a few constants, like Adam. I think Ray is kind of a constant. Elijah was popping in and out. But then there's just, like, a lot of, you know, one season, two season, half a season cameos. And I feel like those, I don't know how we're going to address all of those.
Yeah, we'll get to them at the end. I'm not worried. All right. I'm not worried about nothing.
I ain't worried about nothing either. We're the fucking number six podcast in Morocco or some shit. I don't know. But Macedonia, whatever. So where should we start here, Vance?
Pick one of the three main guys and let's tackle it. Let's go.
Pick one of the dudes. I feel like we should probably start with Elijah.
Wow, starting with Elijah? Yeah, he's the Shosh of the boys.
Yeah, he's just in and out. He's got some quips. He's got a little bit of a character arc, but who knows what really ended up with him.
Yeah, I got some questions. I got some questions about him.
Oh. I mean, he wasn't really in the first couple of seasons too hard, but like our introduction to him was Hannah thought that he gave her HPV. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we saw her, and that's the first time we kind of learn about their dating history and how he turned out to be a gay or bisexual or sexually fluid man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he came in second season for sure when he became mm-hmm. a roommate, right? That was second season.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that he was gonna, like, did you think that he was gonna be such a big part of the show when he first showed up?
Well, I didn't think Elijah would. I didn't think Ray would. I didn't think Laird would. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just the evolution of shows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I liked him when he first came on, and I know him from Book of Mormon, Andrew Rannells, but yeah, I wasn't expecting him to just become like a mainstay and for me to like him so much.
Yeah, this is my first real introduction to him as an actor. I feel like I might have mm-hmm. seen him in bit roles here and there, or like in something that I didn't know who he was in it. But ever since mm-hmm. we've been watching the show, he's been popping up in everything.
Like
The Prom on Netflix. He was all over the Golden Globes. He's in that show Black Monday. He's all over the place.
He's killing it, man. Yeah. I mean, Book of Mormon was a big deal for him because I remember seeing him perform at the Tony Awards and just crushing it. And he has a very interesting singing voice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I feel like that blew him up, or I don't know if that predates this.
Well, yeah, I don't know exactly the date when that came out, but I know that put him and Josh Gad like on the map. And I didn't see Book of Mormon with the original cast, so
yeah. But yeah, he's great. I mean, his introduction was great and hilarious just because Hannah's like accusing him of giving her HPV, and he's like, there's no fucking possible way I could have done that.
Well, he sets off the biggest payoff in the show of claiming that her dad is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dude, he just is like bouncing around in this series. Like he just kind of follows Hannah around, and he has like so many different jobs, and it's
He's more of a Jessa in that way, mm-hmm. of he's just kind of floating. And I feel like there's a ton of people like him, like that are just like floating around, not sure what they want to do, kind of know what they want to do, but aren't doing it. So they're just doing a bunch of other stuff. And that's him, because we never knew what, like when we first get introduced to him, it seems like he's a little more put together. And then if you become part of the girl's world, you have to kind of be broken down. Like, well, you can't be put together if you're in the girl's world. Like, Ray seems like he was put together. Like, he was a mess, but he seemed like he was put together. And then you're like, no, he's like homeless kind of and doesn't know what he's doing. Even though he's a manager of a coffee shop, you know?
Like, yeah.
Which is fine.
Here's a question I want to ask you. Do you think Elijah is a good person? Because thinking back on some of the stuff that he did in this series, he's a total asshole. But I think just because he was funny and sassy, we let him get away with it.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I think he has a good heart.
I think he's a real piece of shit.
I think he has a good heart, but he is definitely... I mean, he's like one of the judgy housewives, you know? Like, he's going to talk about you behind your back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He
abandoned Hannah when her dad was crying and he was supposed to go. Like, that's how he met Dale Hardcore. He, like, was like, nope, I'm getting a drink. He's not a good employee at a place. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of Marnie-like tendencies in him that we just kind of glance over because he's fun. I mean, it's kind of like that. I said do this joke in my act about like gay dudes are really sassy and they get away with it because, you know, they're gay dudes. And that's just kind of like goes with the territory, it seems like that's the stereotype. But it's like I feel like we all know a gay dude that can say some just like straight up mean shit to you, though. And it's like... Oh, isn't that so sassy? It's like, no, that guy hurt my fucking feelings. That guy's an asshole.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like Elijah's got a lot of that.
The Jalen and Jacoby podcast always, they always have this line on it where it's like, you can be mean if you're funny. And that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if Marnie could tell a joke, if Marnie could, like, pepper in a joke between her, like, awfulness, it would go down a little easier, you know? And that's what Elijah gets. He's like comic. He's straight up comic relief in the first couple seasons.
Yeah. I mean, even towards the end, like he got his own story with Dale Harcourt and becoming a Broadway actor and pursuing his dream and all that. But for a while, it was just like he was a sidekick meant to do wacky and zany stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a person for Hannah's character to bounce stuff off of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But overall, I think he's a piece of shit, bad person, but
I wouldn't go that far.
Dude, remember when he's yelling at her about having a baby in the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, and I remember him having a heart-to-heart and apologizing for it. Like, if that's the only thing, if you're going to bring that up, that's like the one thing. Like, what's another bad person moment?
I don't know. I just feel like he's very selfish and narcissistic. But, I mean, that could be said about a lot of the characters.
Yeah, I mean, he's helping. He wouldn't help Shoshana by going to that networking event.
That's true.
Like, I don't
know. That's true. Was he invited to Shoshana's engagement party? I can't remember.
Yeah, because they're bros. Right? Yeah, because they're bros.
Yeah, Yeah. Maybe he's like the secret best friend of all of the girls in this show.
He actually had an interesting relationship with with Marnie. Like, they knew each other and were, like, friendly enough, even though they, like, kind of hooked up or whatever.
Yeah.
He still, like, had, like, college, like, oh, yeah, it's Marnie. Like, he would make fun of Marnie, but, like, whatever.
Didn't he also kind of encourage her to sing, too? Didn't he think that she had a pretty good voice?
No, he clowned her for her voice. Like, she called, and that's when she slapped him. Or she made fun of him. One of them got slapped because they made fun of each other's singing or whatever in the early seasons.
Yeah.
No, she's been fine. I think the only person he doesn't like is Jessa, and I don't think we ever really see him and Jessa interact.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of him and Jessa moments, except for that networking event where he kind of yells at her for... But didn't he, like, steal plates?
No, Jessa stole a plate of food.
Well, didn't he steal a bunch of hot dogs or something?
You talking about the yogurts from the last episode?
Oh, yeah, he stole
a bunch of yogurts. Yeah, you're not... You know, you need to... You're going to be the doctor that needs the textbook out.
Yeah, I'm all over the place with this.
We're not even talking about, like, first season stuff. This is, like, last season stuff. And you're like...
Look, man. I was just along for the ride with Elijah. You know, I didn't study the men as hard as I studied the women because they're the important people.
Wow. What a save. What a blatant, blatant, terrible attempt at a save.
Overall, did you like his arc? Did you think it was interesting?
Well, I don't think he had as much of an arc as much as there was something like crammed towards the end. And I would have liked it more if, again, like I said with Hannah, where we saw her be a teacher before and now she's a teacher. I would have liked it if we didn't see Adam do the whole Broadway thing. Then we had to watch another person do the Broadway thing. And it's fine, but it wasn't like Elijah talked about Broadway. And everything he wanted to do it, but it didn't seem like it was an active pursuit, which they brought up. But then he just gets on Broadway, and that's it.
Yeah.
And my bigger question with Elijah's is he back with Dale Harcourt, and is that something we want?
I was going to ask you the same thing. I think that he might be back. I feel like if this show would have went, if we would have seen like 3 months down the road from where it ended with Elijah, they would have been broken up.
Well, we did see like 5 months down the road, but we just don't see anything about the other ones.
Exactly.
I wish we would have, like, you know, a little pop in, a little poke in.
If we would have gotten an update on Elijah, I think that they would have been broken up.
Okay. All right, I mean, I guess that's what happened. It's just such a weird way to end it.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think that the last episode could have benefited from being like an hour long rather than a half hour like it was?
Do you mean an hour long where we get half an hour of the exact stuff that we saw and then another half an hour of just other
people?
Yes, only because of what the last episode was, but no, because I thought the episode before that kind of wrapped up things nice enough that I think that extra half an hour might have made things worse. Even though I would take that worse, that I might take that worse over the latching episode.
Yeah. Have anything else to say about old Elijah here before we wrap up his character?
There's so much with Elijah. I would love to see Elijah in Iowa and just see, like, have a whole episode of him in Iowa.
I was going to say, I feel like of all of the cast, the person who, like, if there was a spinoff of one character, I feel like Elijah would have been the funniest. Like, that would have been the one that I was kind of, like, most interested in seeing.
Do you think it would have been a thing where it's too much Elijah? Like, if you had a spinoff and it was just Shoshana. Like, now that we're talking about spinoffs, let's just go off the rails. Like, what character would you most like a spinoff, if even outside of the boys, like, overall show?
See, I think if there is a spinoff with Elijah, it would be similar to Girls in general, where you would, you know, he'd make friends like, what was that one lady, the black lady that like inspired him to go back and audition? That he made friends with?
I'm drawing a blank on her name, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I feel like she would have been part of the cast, and then we would have gotten her stories as well, and it would have been Elijah and that lady, and then
would it be maybe him just on Broadway? Would that be the show?
Him as a Broadway navigating actor? Broadway. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been interesting. Like, there's not a lot of shows about Broadway actors.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Smash or whatever, was that about Broadway actors?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know how many people watched it. I know I didn't. What about one of the girls? Is there any of the girls that you would watch a spinoff of?
Ooh. If Marnie had become a successful musician, maybe.
Oh, God, I would not watch her as a successful musician at all. Like, I was going to say I would watch a Marnie spinoff over like, Jessa or Shoshana. Because I think Shoshana works in small doses. Marnie's character is so, like, rich with, like, contradiction.
Yeah.
And, like, malice. That, like, it would be interesting to see her around a different group of girls and trying to traverse that, you know?
If
there's another Marnie that she has to go against and just watching, like, that, I don't know.
If there was a spinoff with Marnie and she took the role of Hannah from like this series and then she's kind of the main character, but there's other, you know, people around that she has to deal with, I feel like that could work. But
you know what,
I wouldn't want to see...
Marnie would be like? Marnie's like if you took Mean Girls and you swapped... What's the character?
Regina George.
Regina George, yeah. If Regina George got her own show, like that's what it would be like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, just none of the other girls Girls is basically Hannah's story.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't really need to see a spinoff of her. Shoshana would be too much. Mm-hmm. And maybe Jessa. Like, it's between Jessa and Marnie. For me,
it's definitely Marnie for me. I think, I mean, if they wanted to dive into Jessa, they would really have to make that. They would really have her character have more, I feel like.
What if I could see a Jessa spinoff going something like take Jessa out of the city.
I don't want to watch that.
Like, have her be a farmer.
No, we've seen her on the farm. I don't like it. I don't like it.
All right, Marnie, it is then.
Yeah. And I don't want to see a Laird or Ray show. I just don't feel like there's enough there. Ray kind of is interesting, but
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Elijah spinoff would be entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
And you could have cameos from Ray or like with some of the girls.
And I think with Elijah, there's enough depth of character where it's like, it won't just be all jokes. It'll have like some like emotional weight to it.
Yeah, because we've seen emotional scenes with him, like when he stood up for himself with Dill, when he's like, I'm not trying to be fucking one of your many. Like, it's either me or nothing.
The heart-to-heart he had with Hannah's mom about being a failure and stuff. Like, you know, I just finished watching Ted Lasso, and I got to recommend that show. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah, I heard that show's fantastic.
It's so good. It's funny, heartwarming. Like, they really did a great job of adapting what was basically like jokey commercials into like a real legitimate show. It's great. Like, but yeah, I feel like they could do something like that with Elijah. Like, his character has enough going on that you could spin him off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What about old Ray? Did you think that Ray was going to be such a significant part of this show?
I hated Ray when this show started.
Why?
What are you talking? Like, when he started going through like her underwear drawer and like her diary.
Oh yeah, he was a creep.
And then like making the, like, even in the pilot, we're talking about like working at McDonald's type of thing and like just being a jerk at the dinner party. Yeah, I don't know. He was a mess to start. Because he was like, he was like the asshole. Like, it was his character where he was written. He was the asshole friend of Charlie, just to like poke at the girls.
Exactly. Like, he seemed like the annoying guy that was, he seemed more douchey in the first couple episodes that he was in. Like, he was like, hey, what's up? Maybe it was just like once he was freed from the shackles of Charlie, he became his own person and a better person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I number one, I didn't think that he was going to be in more than three episodes.
Yeah.
He just had side character inconsequential written all over him.
Yeah, he was just going to be the guy at the coffee shop that, like, they work at randomly. And it's, like, that transitional scene where or she's like, oh, my God, I got another party. He, like, yells at her for being, like, stupid. And
then, like, he's the guy that's like, hey, get back to work.
Yeah. Like, a little nugget. Like, he would be like Hermes a little bit, you know?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. I think that he would have been, like, a Hermes type of dude.
Is it Hermie or Hermes? I always keep saying Hermes.
Hermie.
Okay.
I believe it's Hermie.
Okay.
But yeah, I totally agree with you. I thought that he was going to be just kind of an inconsequential person that wasn't going to be in it too often. And if he was, it was just to be like a mean quip towards him. Like, oh, fucking blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Or like a weird, like, unlistened to voice of reason, you know, because he's a little older than him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I enjoyed where they took the character. I liked both of his relationships. Like, I liked him with Shoshana in the beginning. I was like, okay, that's interesting. Weird. We don't see it. Like, because they hook up at Jess's wedding. That's right. Yeah. Or actually, he falls for her on the crackcident, where she's on crack by accident at that that party. And then at the wedding, that's when they... The first season finale is when they first hook up. And then I liked when he ended up with Marnie. It just felt like, okay. Like, for some reason, they had built it up a way that it felt good. That it felt right that he was with Marnie at this point.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he break up with both of them?
No.
Did Shoshana dump him?
Yes.
Okay. I felt like both of his breakups, though, or all three if you count the two with Marnie, it felt like they were all very mature and handled like mature people.
No, you're missing the first one where she breaks up with him and says he needs to go to therapy for his anger, and then he storms out with his poster of Andy Kaufman. Yeah. That was the first one. The second one, he was reading a book and he broke up with Marnie, and Marnie said, I didn't like you. If I liked you, I wouldn't eat pizza in front of you.
Yeah, I think that the second one, the first Marnie breakup was when she was like, is this like a fantasy of yours where you get to like dump the cheerleader?
Yeah.
And I think that she said something about how like she didn't want to be seen in public with him or some shit.
And she never left that mental state even after they got back together.
Like, yeah,
she always kept that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, she's a problem. But yeah, Ray was good for Marnie if Marnie could have accepted it.
Yeah. There's no way that she was going to accept it. Just because of the way he looks.
But I don't feel like anyone else in this world that we're living in looks at him and goes, oh, God, he's atrocious. Like, I mean, it's just like there was not a lot of like scenes where he couldn't hook up with people. And he started the show being like the guy that hooks up with a bunch of girls.
Mm.
Like, that's how he was in the pilot. He had like some date that he was bringing to the dinner party that he had just met. Like, he was not a person that was like hard up to get people. He even got Shoshana, a younger, attractive woman. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Whose relationship with Ray did you like better? Did you like Ray and Shoshana or Ray and Marnie?
Well, where Ray and Shoshana end up is really great. Like, even when they're not in a romantic relationship, they had like this nice bond. We didn't see too much of them when they were together. We saw more of him with Marnie. But I'm going to say Shoshana just because I think he was bad for Shoshana in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good for Marnie in that relationship.
Yeah, I think that Shoshana, like you said back when we were talking about this, like, she needed to go on a mature sexual exploration type of thing.
Yeah.
and Ray, I mean, I think she was 22 and he was 33 when they were dating or something. And she was like, I don't know, I can't be with you. Like, you're already like older than I am. And
yeah.
I don't want to settle down.
Yeah, she's not going to settle down. She's always going to wonder. Like, even if she did settle down, she'd hit like 35 and be like, man, now I'm just going to have to just start cheating on this guy. Like, it was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what was going to happen. Like, she hadn't experienced life or been out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people that end up with the first person they slept with. Like,
that's true.
Unless it's for both of them, you know, unless you met in high school. Both of you did it, like, and then you stuck together, then that's one thing, but not when the other person had, like, world experience and you already feel like you're behind.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who I prefer, because, like, Marnie was so mean to Ray, but he was good for her, and she needed, but she never took any of his advice, and she never grew from what he was telling her, so it doesn't really matter. I think that his relationship with Shoshana is much better, especially where it ended up. And if they were to have gotten back together, I wouldn't have been mad about it.
Yeah, I didn't want them to get back together, but if they did, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. But he ends up with fucking Abigail, which came out of nowhere and ended very abruptly.
I was happy it happened. I would have loved to see a little more. Like, if that is actually something that's going to stick, or if that was just a one-day thing. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't see
it. Yeah. It ended very weirdly.
Like, I guess that was a happy ending, but it was just coming off of, like, a close-up of Hannah being miserable, and then, like, the shot lingered just a little too long. I don't know.
Yeah. The lingering shot is what made it seem like it's not going to be good.
Yeah. I don't know. I was happy that he got outside of the girl's circle and started seeing someone else. Abigail's outside of it. She's on the edge. She's on the edge of it. She doesn't know the rest of them, so it's fine.
I feel like he got the biggest glow up, though, because he started out the series homeless.
Yeah.
And then he was a city council guy and manager of the coffee shop that everyone worked at.
Yeah, he employed everybody except for Jessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for him. And I mean, Shoshana also empowered him. She was integral in like him wanting to become the manager, him wanting to do the city council thing. Like,
That's
without
what I was
Shoshana.
Saying. Yeah, I was saying
who knows where he would have been.
Yeah, Shoshana was good for him. He wasn't good for Shoshana when they were dating. With Marnie, he was really good for her, but she got worse somehow. Like, at the end when she's just like, he should have just been grateful I was talking to him. I'm like, man, you learned nothing? Like, you fought for this guy.
Do you think that he was ever good for Shoshana? Like, did he ever empower her to do anything or go for something?
No, not, like, I think maybe off screen, but, like, on screen, that was what Hermie did. Remember, Hermie gives her that talk about like going to Japan.
Yeah.
And it was like, why is he giving her this? It just didn't feel like he had enough knowledge of her to give her that information.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And, but we did see Ray pump up Marnie for her solo performance, like we talked about.
And then he was like the roadie for her. As like kind of a buffer between Desi and her.
I definitely would love to have seen a bonus episode of that. Like just how did that road trip work? How was it him, Desi, and Marnie on the road for like 3 months? Like, what a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Good old Ray. I think that he became one of the most likable people in the show, though.
Yeah, I mean, you felt bad for him at times, and he wasn't being a jerk, so.
Yeah.
And he also had that, like, mature voice of reasonness to him, so you're like, oh, okay, he is making sense.
Yeah, and he eventually became more of one of the girls than some of the girls, I feel.
Yeah.
Where I felt more emotionally connected to him than, like, two of the girls.
Yeah, I mean, they Jessa basically ended up just being like Adam, the Adam Hannah love triangle piece at times, and then Shoshana just wasn't in episodes.
Do you think it was cool that he wanted to continue on Hermes' thing, or did you think that was a little superfluous and weird?
Yeah, I mean, because we don't ever get any follow-up on it, it just seems like whatever. Like, that was a cool, I guess that was a cool montage to say, hey, this is Brooklyn, kind of.
But also, why was Hermie doing that in the first place?
It seems like, I mean, why not? Like, I mean, he's a hoarder. He's lived in New York his whole time. He has a family, but not really. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird that, like, why was Hermie doing that in the first place? Well, I don't know. Maybe he was trying to
I
compile,
mean,
make
you
an
did a
audiobook or
podcast where
something.
you did a podcast where you interviewed people about their dating lives. Like, that's literally the same thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But it seemed like Hermie didn't, like, he wasn't distributing anywhere. Like, I wonder what was, like, the end goal with it. Like, I had a podcast and other people could
Yeah, but
listen
I
to
mean,
it, but he
like, if
just.
you do a documentary, like, you don't like just start putting it out. You finish the thing, you get all
Do you
this.
think that he was going to write a book with it or
Yeah, I
something?
don't know. Maybe he was just collecting it and going to figure it out later. I don't know.
I wonder what that would have ended up as.
I don't care.
That one. Well, all right.
I really feel like it would just would have been like random. It would have had no organization to it. It would just would have been a bunch of random statements from people.
Also, if you want to listen to that old podcast that I did, it was called The Dating Is Hard Podcast. Episodes are still up. I think there's like 70 interviews that I did with random people that I met through dating apps, and they talk about their dating experiences. If that's something that you're curious about, go ahead and check that out. Got 99 reviews on Apple Podcasts, and I was always so pissed that I never got to 100.
You just got to try harder,
The latest review on it is a review from my ex-girlfriend, and it's a bunch of dick emojis, and it says nope, and it gave me a one star.
You're not winning the Apple review game, are you?
I'm not.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we talk about Adam now?
Yeah, let's talk about this dude.
Now, Adam was a dude that I kind of figured was going to be a lasting piece of this girl's story for the mere fact that he became the most famous person from this show.
Yeah, I guess that is,
I mean,
Is
wasn't he nominated for an Oscar
yeah.
for Marriage Story? Yeah, I mean, he's the biggest star from this show, I feel like. I mean, Allison Williams was in Get Out, and she was great at that.
I think like and Lena Dunham is the other big star, like, because this is her star turn. Like, it's weird because it's her project and it's her first thing, so like it's weird to like put her out of it because like she doesn't have to do anything after it to get stardom, you know what I mean?
I guess that's true. I mean, that was gonna be my argument. It was like, well, what has she done afterwards? But Adam's been in the series the whole time and then has done a lot of stuff
But
afterwards.
like she created a whole like 62 episode series that like we're still talking about, you know? So I mean, it's just like it's hard of like if the after is the only thing that matters, then like what about the thing that she made that put him on the map? Like he doesn't like he was on like I think he was in like Broadway and was doing theater stuff, but this was this big on screen breakout. But yeah. No, I mean yeah, I mean he's definitely I mean he's in Star Wars, so I mean you can't get much bigger than that on a grand popular zeitgeist level.
Kylo Ren was huge. A Marriage Story was huge. And I mean, he's been in a lot of things that do really well. He's in watch commercials. I see him every time I go to the Glendale Galleria because he's advertising some watch on a billboard. So good for him. But where he started in this series, I did not know how to feel about him. I was like, this guy is a creep, but is he like a reasonable creep? Or he was all over the place.
And that they proceeded to do, like, instead of like Ray, he was kind of a jerk in the beginning, but then he leveled out, right?
Mm-hmm.
With him, he would start out awful, become kind of okay, little good, awful, okay, mm-hmm. good, good, awful, awful, okay. Oh, now I really feel bad for him. You're a monster. All right, I kind of get you. Like that, I feel like that's the whole arc.
Okay. Do you think that's good writing or bad writing or bad characterization?
No, I think that's, I mean, I don't think it's either or. I don't think it's either or. I think from what I've read is that he came in and like Lena was really open to like having his input on like what the character would do, and they created the character together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just, for me, it's like, he's one of the most unique characters on TV. Like, I couldn't take my eyes off of watching him when he was good or bad. Like,
yeah,
you see it. Like, if you're watching the show, you're like, oh my God, that guy can act. Like, he's killing it. Like, he's playing an awful person, but I still want to see him do it. And then he actually made me feel bad for him at times. And you're like, wow, he can do that? You know?
Yeah. Here's what I'll say about it is, you just went, and it was beautiful how you like went through the roller coaster of his characterization.
Yeah.
But I will say that throughout the series, he is a consistent character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that he's a loose cannon the whole time. And even with his outbursts and good intentions and then other outbursts and feeling bad for him and blah, 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 it's not like he ever did much out of character.
Yes, the only out of character stuff I'll say, the stuff that I did not like and felt was out of character, was his flirtation with Jessa, where he got real rom-com-y and like, like he started Hugh Granting it and getting like befuddled.
Yeah. And just like, it was like, yeah, especially when they went to like Coney Island or whatever, and it was like that cutesy episode where it was just him and her and they were like, oh, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, he became really giggly, like in the wedding, at Marnie's wedding when he like sees her. And I don't know exactly the lines, but before he kisses her, he's all like giggling and giddy. And I'm like, you, like nothing has happened before this that would make you this way. And all of a sudden, you're just giddy seeing someone that you've seen many a time and mm-hmm. haven't paid 1 ounce of attention to. So,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't know how to feel about it at that point
because
it was very bizarre and it didn't seem to line up. But then when they started to be actually in a relationship, then it was like, oh, this is the Adam that I know. He pees on people and and laughs about it. And
destroys an entire apartment.
And breaks stuff when he's mad.
Yeah, I feel like that was weird to me. And then a little bit weird after the fight when they were together and they were just like walking around eating yogurt and throwing stuff. When Ray comes over to pick up his stuff and they're just like a mess. And they're just like, what is, like, I don't know what Adam and Jess's relationship is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a spinoff I would be terrified to see. Like,
I would never want to see a spinoff of Adam.
I would, oh no. Like, it would be troubling.
It was troubling to watch him in this at certain points.
Yeah.
Like you said in the last episode, like one of the worst things was on all fours where he's drunk and like can't control his like disgusting, well, not disgusting, but like kinky sexual urges.
Yeah. Which, oh yeah. Cause she was like kind of talking him through sex in a way where he was like, hey, all right, slow down. Like, let's take time. Like,
he's like, shut up, bitch. And she's like, I'm not a bitch.
Yeah.
Not a bitch. Okay, sorry.
Which is like really funny when the role play episode comes where Hannah's trying to role play because she's afraid of the relationship falling apart. And he's like, I don't want to do this. Yeah. He doesn't like it structured, you know? He's like us. He just wants a loosey-goosey.
Go with the flow.
But sometimes his flow is dangerous. Sometimes it's
yeah, but he did like it structured because like when Hannah broke character or like changed character, he was like, you can't fucking do that.
Well, I mean, he was in his acting world right there, you know, like that was when he was a Broadway actor, you know, and he was taking it seriously. He's like, if you're going to role play, you role play, you know, you call an act break, you call a scene change, you call something if you're going to switch characters, you know, put on a different yeah. wig. Yeah.
What did you think of his relationship with Mimi Rose? Did you think that was good or bad? In terms of like for him.
Do you mean, the aftermath or the whole thing when it happened?
When it was happening, did you enjoy it, where it was going, or did you hate it the whole time?
It's weird because the first time we see them really together outside of like Hannah discovering them is when she said she had an abortion without talking to him. So yeah. I never really got a, I mean, I think only thing we saw was like he made her like food on her nice like balcony that she had at her loft. He made her like a 9-course breakfast or something. But yeah, I don't know. I never saw enough of their relationship to be like, ooh, maybe she does work for you. You know?
Yeah. Out of the relationships that he had in the show, which one did you like the best? He had Hannah. We had, I forget what the lady that was Amy Schumer's friend.
Natalia,
Mimi Rose, and Jessa. Which one do you think had the most potential to be like long lasting? They're going to get married. Obviously not Natalia.
I thought Natalia was good for him. He wasn't good for her, right? He was good and bad for Hannah and vice versa. They had a push and pull type relationship where he could be supportive to her but also for her but also was not great. Like when he tried to do his first acting thing. And she talked him into not quitting the play over that weird creative difference. That was like a Hannah being a positive influence on him, you know? The Jessa stuff, I don't know. I just feel like it's just going to blow up again. And yeah. And the way they ended, they're in a terrible spot. The dude stepped out on you to go have sex with his pregnant ex-girlfriend, your ex-best friend,
yeah,
and said he was going to raise her baby. Like, if Hannah came back any day, she could be like, Adam, come on up, I want your help. He'd be like, all right, drop everything, leave Jessa.
Yeah,
like
I don't know what ending I wanted for him.
I think I was really intrigued watching the show to see how they were planning to end things with him. Like, I'm happy he didn't end up with Hannah. That much I'm happy about. I don't know if him ending up with Jessa was the thing. I don't know if he's acting still because he quit that movie and made a short film.
I was going to say, I wonder what became of the short film because he wanted to submit it to film festivals.
Yeah, but like, was he trying to do that and to showcase himself as an actor to get more acting roles, or does he want to just become a writer director? Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to do with this.
Yeah.
If Jessa was like, you know what? I really like producing. That would have been great. You know, I get to boss people around and make stuff happen. It would have like really harkened back to how she took control of Marnie's wedding and got that together.
Yeah.
Like that would have been it would have been just nice if like Jessa fell into something that she liked, like with the beauty and the art. I know this isn't just a thing, but I just thought about it. I thought she was going to be like, oh, I'm really good at art curating or like figuring out this stuff. Like one of her natural abilities would just kick in. And there were so many opportunities. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It would have given making that movie more than just, oh, I'm jealous of seeing your relationship with Hannah. It would have had another layer to it, you know?
Yeah, I thought that the movie thing was going to be bigger than it was. Like, I thought that it was going to end up with like Adam becoming a director or a writer or whatever, but it just kind of leads to nowhere. Like they make the movie, Hannah sees it and is like, whoa, this is actually like really raw and emotional. And then we don't hear anything about it after that. And I was like, well, what happened with that? Like, is that still a thing? Like, is it being submitted? I don't know, man. I just don't know what I wanted to happen with him.
Yeah, I mean, that movie was just to make Jessa jealous and to kind of make Hannah feel like, oh, yeah, I did have some good moments with Adam, just so they could have that one episode together. Like, that's what it felt like to me, at least.
Yeah. I'm going to ask this, but I think I already know the answer. What do you think the most fucked up thing that Adam did in the whole series was?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be on the on all fours.
The Natalia thing?
Yeah. And correction with that, I think when we listened to that episode, we thought, because she asked him to pull out or something when they were hooking up the first time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we were like, we thought it was weird that she was, like, freaking out that he was pulling out again. But she was, like, not on my dress. We had a listener write in to correct us, I think. I'm not sure if we ever brought it up. But it was, like, not on my dress. That's what she was trying to say.
Instead of not on my chest.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we were like, we were like, wait, why did she say not on the chest? Like, where was he going to do it? And then it was the dress that she didn't want. And that's what they bring that up later when Amy Schumer and character and her confront Adam later. So we might have brought this correction up before.
I think that we did.
Yeah.
But always good to cover our bases once again, you know? Yeah. This is important stuff.
Yeah, we're fallible.
Do you have anything else to say about Adam? I don't know. Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. Like, if you had to do, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this now. Let's go to this segment. Where are they now? Kind of segment. Mm-hmm. And we could do some of the other guys in the show too, instead of doing a deep dive on all of them.
Okay.
So
where we think they are now?
Yeah.
Or where they are now.
Yeah, let's go like a year after that the show ended. Where do we think they are? Let's just start with Elijah.
Elijah, I think, is a working Broadway actor. He did a good job on White Men Can't Jump the musical, and he's slowly getting more and more leading roles. Like, I think that one looked like he was kind of in the ensemble. But now he's like really trying to get more leading roles and seeing how difficult that is. And then he finally maybe like one day gets his big break a year later. That's where I think.
Yeah, I think he climbs the Broadway ladder. He has the talent. Yeah. He has the skill. He'll do even better when he's in a show where he doesn't have to learn how to dribble, shoot and pass.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I think. The spotlight that he'll gain by dating Dale Harcourt will actually be like one of these like great things.
Publicity
that, like,
relationship.
Yeah, it'll definitely help him. And he'll get embroiled in some scandal, but it won't be too big. And like you said, they'll probably break up.
Yeah, I think that they'll break up. Maybe he'll have like a tell-all interview about like, and then, you know, make it deal out to be terrible, and then he gets some kind of like victim points and then becomes a bigger actor than he ever would be.
Yep. Ray?
Ray, I don't think that he's with Abigail, but I think that he does find a nice lady that is outside of the girl crew, still friends with Shoshana, which is weird because he wasn't invited to her engagement party, but whatever.
Still don't understand that. I get it from a real life production standpoint of like, oh, we don't have Ray available or we're not contracting him for this episode. But in the world of girls, he's at that before Elijah is.
Absolutely.
And before Marnie is. Yeah.
I think he's still friends with them. I think he's in a relationship with a girl that's outside of girls. And I think that he's doing well because he has distance himself from the girls. I don't know if that's he's taking his political thing more seriously or if he's managing the coffee shop a bit more seriously, but I think that he's doing well and he's found a healthy, stable relationship once he's escaped the chaos that is all of the girls.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like he's still running a coffee shop. The coffee shops are pretty self-sustaining at this point. And I think he just has a lot of hobbies. And it's in a good relationship. You know, I think I think he's working on, he might still be working on that thing of recording people. He might just be like putting together random records. You know, like he does something that's not going to make him future money or anything. He's just like doing a hobby that fills up his time and gives him some self-worth, you know?
Yeah, he's got a passion project.
Yeah, a passion project that's like not like, oh, I need to do this to complete like my life's goal. It's just like, oh, I like doing this, so I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think maybe like because he's still friends with Shoshana in this scenario, like because she has also escaped the girls' chaos, maybe she knows some people that can help him with, you know, managing the coffee shop or blah, blah, blah. Or like, you know, she can help him network and like succeed more because it seemed like they have a good partnership relationship type of deal.
Yeah.
So that's what I think where Ray is.
And they probably do a little like cross promotion of work stuff and like bounce ideas off each other. So yeah.
Yeah. If Shoshana has some kind of company thing, he's like, oh, you can have it at the coffee shop and like we'll decorate it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Adam.
Dead.
I was gonna say Adam's dead in the harbor from that ship that he was trying to make out of recycled goods or whatever.
Oh man. Wait, I thought about this. Did Adam started dating Jessa after she got him arrested?
Yes.
Was he into her at that point? Or was that just like,
I think they were just going to,
he was still with Hank at that point, AA. Right? Yeah, and she just started going to AA with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, she got you arrested. Yeah. And that was the point where Adam is one of those characters where you're like, oh, he's not like completely irrational. You know, like.
Well, then he acts completely irrational.
Well, he's also going to, but that's like you were saying, he's going to be Adam. Like, once the cops start getting aggressive with Jessa, even though Jessa's wrong, which he acknowledged, he is still going to step in because he is Adam. You know what I mean? Like, that is Adam. That is the yin and yang of him.
I hated that. When, like, she's pissing, obviously you can't do that. The cops are like, dude, you can't be doing that. Then they're arresting her, and he's like, get your hands off of her. I was like, bro.
If she would have took a dump on the street, you would have given her a standing ovation, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, I would have.
And then Ray bails them out for, like, $3,000.
Yeah. Dude, that's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. Is like, when I poop on the street, it is away and secluded.
See, that's, you shouldn't start sentences with when I poop on the street. It should be like, in the sad emergency cases where I've had to poop. Like, not like when, as if like, oh, I do it every day.
I'm just saying, she did it so like blatantly out in the open. I had no sympathy for her.
They didn't even try. Like, they didn't even try to go into a bar.
Yeah. Didn't try to obscure, like he didn't do like the whole like jacket to hide her or anything.
I mean, also it's broad daylight. It wasn't like it was nighttime.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, it was just like, him ending up with her just from that moment. I thought they needed a friendship more than they needed a relationship there. That's what that episode seemed like, but whatever. Where is Adam a year later? I think he's still with Jessa. I really do.
You do?
Yeah. I think when he went back to her to go inside that house, go inside the apartment, that was him just giving up almost in a weird being like, all right, this is better than, this is my second best option, I guess, outside of Hannah. It was a really weird one. Like, it wasn't like, oh, they're back together. He found out. Like, it wasn't like he left Hannah because he was like, oh, no. Like, Hannah broke down, and then he was like, oh, I guess it's not going to work. He didn't come to his own realization of, like, I like Jessa more than you.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think they date Jessa and Adam for 3 more months before they realize, like, this is never going to work. This is not healthy. We should not be together. And then he hooks up with Marnie.
Yes, I don't know why I didn't say that. That was it, yes. All right, I'm on board with you. I was going to contradict this, but now I'm all on board. Yeah.
I think that what he does after that 3 months of being with Jessa before they realize they're not good for each other is he repeats the cycle of finding another Hannah. Because he sees like something like in a new girl that's like Hannah. And he's like, oh, this reminds me of my relationship with Hannah, which is what I actually wanted. But he's kind of trying to escape the chaos of the girls again.
But what I'll say, I like all jokes aside, I think it would be really interesting to watch Adam and Marnie date. Like, I really think, like, we don't see them interact enough, for one. Just like the two of them together, those personalities just are like rife for conflict. And like Adam would say something stupid and like she would say something dumb and like they would go back and forth. I don't know. It would just be really interesting to see. because I know we relate. Like if Jessa says something, she always, you're just like, all right, do we really have to take that seriously? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, Adam called her out. Like, when Adam called out Jessa for the baby thing, like, when she gets vomited on and she's like, why are you not helping me? And he's like, she's a baby. You're an adult. Why do you need more help than a baby? You know, that line where it's just like, oh, that relationship's over. And it still persisted, right? So, and they had that huge fight that was just scary as hell. And I just feel like they're not going to, if the fight doesn't get you to leave, if you don't think that she could be a good mother and you kind of want to have kids, if you left her immediately when you're, when your ex-girlfriend got pregnant to raise her, a baby that's not that's not yours, like this relationship is already like flawed. And if they didn't leave now, I don't think they ever leave. Because Adam wasn't going to leave Hannah, and that relationship was flawed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he ever broke up with Hannah. Did he?
I think it was like they just kind of realized their relationship wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I can't remember the first breakup. I mean, I know he did the Mimi Rose thing. And then he kind of, broke up with her to do the play. Because he had his passion. And then the Mimi Rose thing happened. And then he tried to get back together with her. And then she said no. And then started dating Fran.
Yeah. I don't know. He's the wildest card. Like with Ray and Elijah, I'm like, I can see where their trajectory is. Like Adam, I have no idea. And it's because he's such a loose cannon.
Yeah.
I have no idea what.
I just know that ending of just him like forgetting his keys and walking back home. It's just a sad.
Yeah,
it's not even like a sad ending where I'm like, oh, he doesn't deserve this. It's just like, just a sad ending for both him and Jessa. And like, Jessa's so happy that he's back. And I'm like, I have some like, I don't know, like Jessa seems more strong-willed than to have a guy. Like Jessa's a girl who had sex with her ex just to prove that she could always get him back. You know, the one that came back. And now she's just like waiting at home to see if Adam will choose her over her, over Hannah, as opposed to being like, you know what? Fuck you. If you ask what you want, I'm out. Like, that's who Jessa seemed like she is. And at both of this, they both just seem like neutered people at this point at the end.
Yeah, it was sad. It was like you said, it was sad. It was like, this is our best option. Might as well like stick with it.
Yeah. It's like, and you know, Adam will stick with anything. That's what I'm saying. Like, so.
You think he's still acting or directing or what?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, his grandmother passed away and left him a ton of money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he doesn't have to. So maybe he just does a little small theater stuff. And he finally finishes making that boat that he was trying to make.
You think that he and Jessa have a kid?
Sure. I don't know. They're so weird that they kind of tease that too. Or possibly, yeah. Here's a question for the more the more fun segment. Fran, where is he?
Oh my god. Fran's fucking in Montauk living a good life. Still, he's like with a new girl. And it's like going well, but if anyone brings up Hannah, he just gets super fucking pissed. or if he sees Hannah or sees something that reminds him of Hannah, he's still like, how could she fucking leave me?
Because Hannah deleted all of his nudes from his phone, the only nudes he has on his phone are Hannah's.
Yeah, the ones that Ray took.
Yeah, so that's all he has. So anytime he's masturbating, it's to Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. And he's doing it through tears. Yeah, I don't know. Fran was such a weird character. Started out normal and just got real weird. He got sucked into the girl's vortex.
It was so annoying that he just wouldn't give up on it. Like, just give up, dude. It's fine.
Didn't he, like, drop out of college or high school or something? Like, he can't drop out of a relationship?
Like, dude, man. I have no idea, dude. That guy was so sad at certain points.
Yeah. What about Booth Jonathan?
Where's Booth Jonathan?
Yeah.
I think he got Me Too'd.
Yeah.
Booth Jonathan definitely got Me Too'd. He's facing some charges, or I don't know what the nature of the Me Too was. I don't know if it was like pedophile Me Too or
he's unconsensual. Not a pedophile.
I don't know, man. That guy's fucking wild.
Dude, you know what I was just thinking when you brought up the Me Too? I was like, who would have Me Too'd him? It would have been his old assistant, right? Who opened that art gallery?
Sujin.
Yeah. Who opened the art gallery that Marnie was working at for a minute. Uh-huh. And then just disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That seemed like that had some legs to go somewhere.
He's definitely been Me Too'd. I don't know if it's like... I don't know if it's... yeah, he's definitely at least gotten a blog written about him.
Yeah.
To be like, yo, yeah, you know, Boot Jonathan. Like, yeah. I saw that he made me stare into this doll's eyes. And then he's probably like, that never happened. And then like six other women come forward and they're like, that definitely happened.
I mean, making you stare into doll's eyes, I can't say is fully, like he locked Marnie into a torture TV room.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then she came out being like, you're the greatest artist I've ever met. So I don't know. I don't think, maybe he's not going to get Me Too because of his brainwashing TV machine. And I think he's still making art. He's still telling women that he's still giving women warnings.
Yeah, he's a man and he knows how to do things.
Yeah. So I think he's just still out there doing his shit, you know?
Where do you think Thomas John is?
Thomas John is in his second round of anger management, mandated by his job.
Mm-hmm.
He is... Only dating prostitutes, like only escorts. Like he has like maybe two or three escorts that he like rotates through, that he just pays. Like,
And he's still like DJing. Where you,
yeah, he's still DJing.
I like where you went with this. Oh. I like where you went with this. I was gonna say that he's in jail for, like breaking something. Like he just got. Lost his cool around someone and just like started breaking some shit at some like art gallery or investment firm or something.
No, but he's rich and white, so he's not going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
unless he got caught with one of those prostitutes.
No, but I'm thinking he's got high end escorts. Not like he's not like not driving up and like picking someone up off the street. Like these are the ones that like. Like it's like when Marnie was pretending to be an escort with Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, I could see that. What about Desi? Where do you think Desi is?
I think Desi has finally gotten clean. Now that he's away from Marnie and that toxic situation, he's still a douchebag. Still talks too much about like yoga. He's gotten into tantric sex now, and he won't shut up about it. I think he's doing some acting stuff. I think he's like bouncing around and doing some recurring roles and day player roles on the CW shows. getting really close to being on one of those DC comics like the Arrow or the Flash, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see him starring in a CW show and doing, like, there's exposés about his drug habit, and he's like, oh, I overcame this, and it's like his story now, and like that's what makes people really like bond with him, and that's what makes his TV show popular. And whenever Marnie sees him on TV or if there's any news of him, she just gets super fucking pissed. And he's basically being like, he's kind of trashing her, but not naming names, but being like, I had a wife who was abusive to me and never really paid attention to me, and I was doing all these drugs and she never noticed. And she's like, oh, that's bullshit. But he is like now super popular. That's where I see him at.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, he was popular when they just started having a band. And Shoshana knew him from, what's the show?
Was he in Supernatural or?
No, it was one of those shows. It's not.
Like Charmed or some shit?
No, I forget. I used to know the name of it, but I don't know. But yeah, he was in some show that was popular. So yeah, he was, and I mean, he was on Broadway with Adam. Like,
yeah,
they're legit. He's a legit actor. Like, he's not like, that's what was always weird about it, is that he would just be like broke and he lived in like a half an apartment. And I was just like, dude, you're doing okay. Like, you're not doing great, but you're doing okay for an actor. To be on TV and Broadway is good.
Yeah.
Like you're not in Star Wars, but you're definitely not struggling. Yeah.
All right. Anybody else that we need to? Who else could we cover?
Well, I mean, I think we need to mention two other people, and okay, I'll go lighter. I'll go Laird.
Oh, Laird.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he and Caroline have escaped the city because she finds it stressful. And she needs like country living. So they go out. He's a weed farmer. He's got a grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing pretty well. And they're just living a fucking country life. And it's going pretty well. And like hippy dippy type of stuff. Samples healthy. I think that they have kind of like a happy ending once they get out of New York.
Yeah. I think they have another kid too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you think its name is?
vaccine. I don't know. Yeah, it's a boy though. It's a boy. They have a boy.
Where do you think they are? Or do you think that
saying is pretty accurate. Like, I feel like she realized she wants to leave the city too after that little encounter with Hannah. And they mentioned having that compound that his family has. And he's like, you know what? Let's just get out of here. We need more space to raise this kid. And once she becomes pregnant with the second one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his weed farm is doing so well because he doesn't touch any of it. He doesn't get high on his own supply.
I don't know if he would go straight for a weed farm, but like that seems like up the alley. Like, but it seems like it would be a little tricky for him. But yeah. A little temptation. But I mean, they say weed's a gateway drug, but whatever.
I feel like they're just doing, maybe not a weed farm, but they're doing like that sustainable living type of shit.
Yeah.
And who's the other one?
The big one, Ace.
Oh my God. I don't know. What was his, like, what did he do? Like, what was his job?
You like to define people by their jobs.
It's like if I'm figuring out where he's going to be in a year, like I don't know anything about Ace other than he wanted to fuck Mimi Rose.
We don't know what Laird does for a living.
He grows weed.
I mean, like I'm saying like the whole show, like we never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Where is Ace? If anyone's dead, I think Ace is dead.
No, Ace is with Mimi Rose.
You think they're together?
Oh, yeah. He got back in there. It is a torturous,
unhealthy.
Dangerous. It is like Adam and Jessa times 100, you know? Like, without the physical violence, but the emotional and psychological violence is there. and like they destroy people that they come in contact with. Like they are bad.
I think Ace OD'd at a rave and is dead.
I feel like Ace probably doesn't even do drugs. I feel like he's that guy that looks like he does drugs. What was he chewing on a plastic spoon or something at one point?
Oh yeah, that was weird.
I mean, unless he's on ecstasy, unless he was on some Molly, then sure.
Yeah. Where do you think Scott the Soup guy is?
I think that soup has he's come under fire for cultural appropriation by having by being the white guy with the Asian face of soup. Remember they had all those mock-ups of like what spokesperson they were gonna have.
Yeah.
So they got Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima. yeah.
Where do you think Sandy, the Black Republican, is?
He's working on Trump's re-election campaign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he's definitely in the government.
And Trump is using him to prove that Black people like him.
He's that one that you see. Like every time they have to trot out a couple Black people to be like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was replaced. He replaced Ben Carson.
They're like, oh, what's something Black that we can put you in charge of?
Housing and urban development.
Hey, Ben Carson, you're a doctor, right? Housing development, urban housing development. That works for you. That's right up your alley, right? You did a lot of realtor in the doing a lot of real estate work in the hospital. Oh my god.
Are we missing anybody? Where do you think Charlie is?
If anybody's dead, it's Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie's like dead.
He chased the dragon and it finally got him, you know?
Yeah. Or he fucked over the wrong people and they killed him.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, he was running scams and being a... Like, I thought he was going to try to rob a bank with those guys he was with. Yeah, he's either OD'd or was killed or is in jail. Like, it's not good for Charlie.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody else.
No, but I think we should... Since this is, like, our second, like, bonus episode ending kind of thing, I think it was one question I really wanted to get your opinion on.
Okay.
Would you recommend this show?
It really depends on who is asking. I think if it's someone like me, like that has, like if I went back in time, or if I met my former self before we started this podcast, and my former self asked me if I should watch this show, I would definitely say no. I don't, this is really tough because there are some really great aspects of it, but do I think it's like a good show? Do I think it ended well? Do I think that it was satisfying as a whole? No. So I think that I wouldn't recommend this show. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you where I would recommend this show to certain people. It's not a bad show. That's the thing. Yeah, it's not a bad show. Yeah. It's entertaining. It's not for everyone, though. The show is definitely not for everyone. And I don't know. It's hard for us to like take ourselves out of like we were watching it to do a podcast about it, you know? Like,
yeah.
When would I stop watching it if I like started it just on my own, you know?
Well, here's the telltale sign of like, would we recommend this? I would never go back and rewatch this. And I don't think you would either.
No. I mean, I will give you the Blu-rays and you might have to just because you can see it in a whole different light.
Yeah. Maybe I missed so much stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot in the frame you missed. No, it's like, yeah, this isn't a show I'm going to like go back and like revisit. Especially after just doing all these deep dives. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, like, if someone was like, hey, I really like Adam Driver and they haven't seen this show, I would be like, you might want to check out some, like, bounce around and check out some episodes of, like, Girls to, like, see where he started. Because I think, for me, that was really intriguing. If you don't know anything about Lena Dunham, you know, like, if you only know her from social media, it's interesting to see. Like, she doesn't hide anything in this show. Like, the show was, like, really raw.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting because I knew of her, and I think that you did, too, from her, like, scandals. Like I knew that she was in the public consciousness, and I remember specifically the Odell Beckham incident, and some of the stuff that she got, like, you know, it was kind of foot in mouth type of deals, which we all covered on our bonus episode. I think it's titled Lena Dunham Controversies. But it was interesting to go back and watch the type of show that this was, because I didn't know what to expect, and I kind of expected it to be how it was, but I can't recommend, I don't think I would recommend it to a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's such a weird thing to have a show that you wouldn't fully recommend, even though the listeners of this are people that have watched it, you know, and there are people that love it. There are people that hate, that love hate watch this, you know, like they kind of like don't like it, but watch it. Or like, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like, I was always, sometimes I would dread watching an episode, and sometimes I'd be really excited to watch an episode with this. And never knowing what was going to come next. Just like, it's just such a surprising show, because it's not like anything else. I will say that. Like, I can't.
Yes.
Like, there's shows like Louis and stuff on FX that came out that are like, that kind of capture that like feeling of just like, this is a place and like, this is a person and this is a weird take on this. And we're going to show you a different perspective. A lot of other shows like Broad City and stuff, they have the relationship dynamics, but they do a little more wacky stuff. Like, this show only had like one flashback ever. Like, they did like two time jumps throughout the whole series. Like, so they never really did a lot of like crazy things. It's very straightforward document, like not a documentary, but like, you know, we're just seeing people
in real time. Chronological slice of life, kind of stuff.
And it's just the characters are so unlikable and interesting and sometimes entertaining.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't fully recommend this show. This wouldn't be a top recommendation.
If you had to guess a percentage of the people in your life that you would recommend it to, what percentage of people would you recommend it to? I'm thinking like 15 to 20%.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 to 15, but maybe 15 to... Yeah, somewhere around 15 to 20. 20 is probably pushing it. Because this is a hard show, because if you recommend it, like, recommending a show in this era is tough because of all the stuff that's already out. And if you recommend it and someone goes to watch it and you're just like, hey, just get through season two. It's a little tough. But season two has like some crazy stuff in it. But yeah, it was a hard watch for us. I don't know. I don't know if I'd recommend it fully, but...
Yeah. All right. Anything else to cover, Vance, before we wrap up this extra bonus episode?
No, just keep sending in your questions and stuff. We're compiling for a future bonus Q&A episode, you know?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the next one, right?
Probably not the next. We got a real special one coming up.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. Nice tease. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Send in those questions if you want to. If I had any, just word vomit right there. If you have any questions or things you want us to cover a bit more, send in an email to boyswatchinggirlspodcast@gmail.com. You can DM us at boyswatchinggirlspodcast on Instagram, or reach out to one of us individually, I guess. Just search our names on Google.
Yeah, you can find us.
It's not that hard. You can fucking hard. Yeah. Yeah.
Put in some effort. Put in some effort, you lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you never fucking sent me $5 on Venmo so I could get the HD version of this damn show.
Send him a nickel so that you can leave a weird comment on his Venmo. Like, that's all it is.
Joe-Welke.
Joe-Dash, not underscore?
No, I think it's Joe-Dash. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe watch it be underscore. There's like $6 million for Joe underscore Welke. He's like that guy with the Bitcoin that didn't know.
And people are just ripping him. He's like, what did I do?
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you next time for our very special bonus episode that we're teasing. Hint, hint, it might be something cool. All right. Enjoy. See ya.